Take a deep breath and allow your body to begin to relax, breathing deeper, feeling the relaxation fill you from the top of your head, down through the spine, and out to the arms, into your legs, feeling your body relax deeper and deeper. Imagine you're in the high desert on a dark, starlit night. The energy of the desert automatically is purifying. The veil between the worlds grows thin in the desert. As you enter the high desert valley, you see big, beautiful boulders. They are alive like animals. You feel them pulsating with life. Then there are larger monoliths, the size of those at Stonehenge. These stones are arranged in a bowl. This is the Shambhala Bowl. It is 1 mile in diameter to contain the myriad of beings who assemble to witness the sacred procession. Keep in mind the laws of earthly nature change in this magical plane of reality. Despite the huge dimensions, there is a deep intimacy in the crowd that silently gathers. All the vast hierarchy of angels line up. As you watch this sacred procession, you first see tiny angels of love. They are like Tinkerbell flying angels. They purify the air and cleanse the environment. The atmosphere is prepared for the more dignified, mature angels who follow. Their sacred light scatters sparkly jewels in the air. A sheen of beauty surrounds everything. As the sacred procession unfolds, battalions of angels march in every dimension. The stature and nobility of the angels increases. The mighty archangels march with majesty, glory, and splendor. Archangel Michael, Archangel Gabriel, Archangel Raphael, Archangel Ariel, and many others. These divine beings sanctify, edify, fortify, and uplift all humanity. They emanate the holy light. Each wave of angels heals and purifies negativity on earth and in your personal life. Any mistakes you made or heaviness from the past year receives cleansing. You notice that the air has a soft electric love voltage emanating from the magnitude of the angelic host. You begin to realize that you feel tiny in this vastness. It's as if you are the size of a dot. At first, you don't realize that you are shrinking because the divine energy increases so gradually. Suddenly, you are looking up at enormous mile-high angels whose skirts envelope you. You feel wave after wave of sublime feedings of heavenly color, unearthly fragrance, and celestial light. These waves of energy are tangible. The molecules of your body dance and vibrate with love, joy, peace, gratitude, and adoration. You see an alive, intelligent, colored mist, the color of green apples. The color has magical, unearthly vibrancy. Then it shifts to peach. These colors have their own personal powers. Veils of lemons and soft pink hang in the air. These colors begin to occur simultaneously in the same spot. Suddenly you realize these are angels. Then you dissolve, merging and becoming one with the angels being. You are absorbed in divine love and light, unifying with the angels. Consciousness, you experience and become larger than the earth. You look down at the globe. The earth is a tiny speck as you travel through the cosmos. You have a deep sense of divine order. You know that everything is in God's hands. Everything is perfect. You realize all earthly events are divinely timed to the millisecond. Nobody dies before their time. Nothing happens without God's plan. You surrender your soul into God's loving hands. You are transformed. You begin to see through the eyes of God. After the magnificent angel hierarchy and dignitaries from across the multiverse march in the sacred procession, exalted lords of the planets and many worlds arrive to honor the Christ presence. These esteemed dignitaries are the great planetary and cosmic leaders and teachers. Sunat Kumra, who is the leader of our planetary system, marches with the Maha Kohen, the great teacher of teachers. All the planetary hierarchy appear. You see the great Tibetan master, Master Dwa Kul, Master Kadamhumi, Saint Germain, Serapis Bey, Kuan Yin. All the great earthly teachers march in the sacred procession. Lhotse, Muhammad, Moses, Krishna, Rama, Babaji, Mother Mary, the saints, the apostles, the prophets, and the sages of all times. The Lord Buddha marches with Lord Maitreya, Lord of the worlds. You suddenly realize that you have met these great beings in dreams and meditations. These are the great shapes of the cosmos. They are the great catalysts of evolution who wield God's plan. They move before you in this sacred procession. Christmas is a celebration of the Christ office, which is the office of love. Buddha is the office of enlightenment. The two trainings are very different. The Christ celebration is a training of the heart chakra, a training of love. Whoever is holding the Christ office will appear in March at this accumulation of the sacred procession. However, before the Christ come all the spiritual disciples and initiates, those who have dedicated their life in service to God. First come the disciples, then come the initiates. Marching in rank, the highest initiates are closest to the Christ office. When advanced initiates walk by their human embodiment, emanates enormous divine wisdom. You are in awe. Their combined energy is so great that a shockwave moves through you. You fall to your knees as they pass. Suddenly, you realize what is possible for humans to become on Earth. These are the universal humans, the divine embodiments. You are bowled over as you awaken to, "That's who I want to become." You know these enlightened humans have struggled with the human condition just as you do. These are not disembodied spirit guides or angels. These are flesh and blood humans just like you. They have dealt with the mundane realities of paying rent, fighting disease, and resolving dysfunctional families just as you have. Because you can relate to these humans, it is very inspiring to experience the multitude of enlightenment. Living humans renews and invigorates your spiritual quest. You hone into their highly evolved energies and receive their energy feeding. Their mighty example of participatory divinity strengthens your spiritual journey. Your spiritual goals become sharp and clear. These disciples and high initiates have transmuted their earthly walk into the living light. Above the head of each proud initiate, they hold a symbol of their spiritual triumph from the previous year. Any overcoming or strength that they gained, any virtue they claimed, is held in symbolic form. These great initiates proudly march with their victories held high. The victories fly into your heart, all of them in superabundance, filling every atom of your body, every aspect of your being, with spiritual triumph, love, and success. You deeply and profoundly admire the gifts of achievement of these spiritual initiates. You know the price they paid in bringing light to earth. All these great gifts of spirit were claimed in the name of God and goodness. As the procession moves, you see these gifts raining upon all of humanity. Every person who opens their heart on Christmas Eve receives this dispensation from the company of the holy. As the sacred procession unfolds, the pinnacle is when the Christ presence marches past you. This is the moment you have waited for. You are trained to keep your heart open to receive the full blessing from the Christ. You have done your homework. You know that at the moment the Christ passes, you will lift your offering. Your gift of promise is your commitment to growing in your spiritual quest for the next year. Your gift will fly from your heart to the Christ to join with all the gifts from everyone on earth who has worked for the good and for God in the preceding year. You have prepared in meditation to decide your gift is a gift of overcoming the new year. Perhaps you will overcome impatience, negativity, whining, lack of courage, foggy brain. There's an endless assortment of choices in the spiritual quest. Whatever you decide to overcome will be your gift of promise to Christ. Your focus is riveted so that at the moment the Christ presence passes, your heart will fly open. This moment comes with such high velocity and energy that you will hardly be able to remember where your body is. However, you have trained well in meditation. You have rehearsed this moment. You are ready. At the instant the Christ passes, your heart flies open and your gift of promise merges with the Christ presence. The Christ takes your gift and imprints it into the Akashic records. This plants a seed in the energy grid surrounding the earth, in the earth's aura. Your gift of promise and all the initiates' gifts of achievement are there for all of humanity to access. At the moment your gift flies from your heart, you receive the gift of love from the magnificent Christ presence. Often there is a message with this energy infusion. The message gives you strength going forward in your spiritual quest. The Christed energy enters every atom of your body and every aspect of your being. You are changed forever by this energy dispensation. You are lifted, cleansed, fed, reconstructed, and renewed. Your gift of promise and all the initiates' gifts of achievement precipitate like sugar plum fairies and dreams of all that is good into children's dreams and into the adult dreams on Christmas Eve. This is how the world gets cleansed and purified at Christmas. This is the Christmas spirit. Spiritual evolution, both personal and planetary, takes a great leap on Christmas Eve. When you awaken on Christmas morning, you will see the silvery sheen covering everything. Crystal light coats the physical world. It's as if there's a skin of divine energy on the road, on the grass, on the rooftops. The angels have purified every inch of the globe. This grace occurs each year at Christmas Eve during the sacred angel procession. Breathe in this energy, this cleansing, and bring back with you the enormous spiritual progress that will be made for the coming year. Wiggle your fingers and your toes and begin to come back to present moment.